On the Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up, hear how the cow on the loose story ended.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber are morning people perfectly suited to breakfast radio. For designs perfectly suited to your block budget and lifestyle, get the APG More For Me guarantee at apghomes.com.
Everything Perth on your podcast. Gosh, how do we fit it all in? It's Mix 94.5's Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Enjoy.
Man in control of our wonderful nation, Big Mal, good morning.
Good morning to you, Claresy, Matt, and to you, Kimber, and to everybody at Mix 94.5.
Malcolm,
you were saying five.
I feel
my
like
my favourite number.
I feel like we've had a bit of a rough week, and that maybe you're a bit misunderstood. There's a continuing opinion that you are out of touch.
Well, I repudiate that assertion wholeheartedly, and I refuse to accept that I'm out of touch. I went for a drive just last week in Canberra and stopped at a strip of shops with no fanfare or sanctimonious humbug, and I wandered along like a normal man or woman in the street. In fact, I went to a terrific shop called Off Your Tree, and I spoke to a man there called Twisted, and he sold me a vape machine and some Intensity. It's a product, he said, would chill me out, and that means relax in the common language. And I vaped some Intensity, and later that afternoon I ate a whole can of beetroot.
So, amazing.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. So I just want to say that I am in touch with the common man and woman.
Okay. Well, this may affect the next question if you're feeling more relaxed, but this new asylum seeker exchange with the US, how's that program going to work?
Well, listen, how it will work is we give them 2 Syrians and they give us 11 Mexicans. And that's the way it goes. It's an exchange system. And what it's supposed to do is make it so brutally complicated to seek asylum that in the end, refugees are just happy to stay at home and suffer persecution. That's the way it'll work. Now, the upside, of course, is we get some Mexicans. And I loved the Cisco Kid as a child.
Yes.
His hapless sidekick, Poncho. And, of course, all the Mexicans in the movies back in the day were wearing ponchos and sombreros and bullet belts. They were always sweaty, and they had one gold tooth. Do you remember that? Lee Van Cleef.
Absolutely.
Always. I don't know whether things have changed. Lucy, do Mexicans still have one gold tooth? I think she said yes. I'm not too sure.
She said, "Si, senor."
Big Mel.
You can't say no. That's right.
True.
The old CC ads.
Absolutely.
You can't say no, 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 no. Just say CCs. Yes, I remember.
Big Mel, have you been enjoying the supermoon? Be honest.
Well, the supermoon is a delight, Claresy. I got a wonderful telescope, and I've been staring at the moon and reflecting on July 1969 when Neil Armstrong first stepped onto it.
Mm.
And the work and the words of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. We chose to go to the moon because this was not easy, but because it was difficult. And then I thought, well, what have I done? And the answer's nothing. I can't even get the NBN to the end of your street, and my best friend's Christopher Pine. What have I become? I was vaping at the time, and I had some Intensity. I completely freaked out. I was in the fetal position on the floor of the observatory.
Yeah.
So
it'll do that.
It will.
Yeah.
It will do that. Have you tried Intensity, Matthew?
Look, I haven't, Prime Minister, but can I just warn you that having consumed so much beetroot, you may be in for a nasty shock a little later. It's fine. You're okay.
That's right. Sometimes you feel like, wow, I'm hemorrhaging.
Yeah.
But fluffy and purple. Anyway, before I go, I just want to say Mix 94.5 rocks Kenwick.
Hey,
good on you, Kenwick. What happens out in Kenwick? I've never been there.
My brother,
good people?
Yeah, they're great constituents. My brother played football for Kenwick Junior Football Club.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Decorated, was he?
I would think so, in
bruises?
Liquid paper and bruises, yeah.
I don't know how many votes you got out from that area, but still.
A little bit slide on the dental work out there.
Hey, but some great off-your-trolley shops.
Some good Intensity.
Good on you guys.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Yesterday afternoon, for the first time, I felt super competitive. I was backing the underdog. I wanted the little guy to win. I was shouting, "Go cow, go!"
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Go cow, because a cow was on the loose in North Coogee because she escaped the cattle truck.
That's not good the little guy,
girl.
Is it? It's a
no.
Big girl.
Well, 2 cows fell off a ramp while being loaded into a cattle ship. One was caught by the rangers, and the other one went rogue.
Okay.
Right, she was Harrison Ford in The Fugitive.
Ooh.
She swam and she hatched her escape plan. And I so desperately wanted her to get away.
Yes. Yep.
Right? And I know I'm a hippie and I know, like, I'm vegetarian, blah, blah, blah. I do apologize to the cattle trucks when they drive past me on the highway.
Yes.
I'm a bit like that. But this cow deserves to live, right? Because a cow that swims that far, I mean, she had to be, she was caught by a jet ski in the end, right? They sent out a rescue boat and a jet ski.
Yeah.
And they said she was trapped under the jetty. You say trapped, I say hiding out.
Yes, yes.
Right? Mm. And I wanted her so badly to get away. And they caught her.
Yeah. I mean, now, do we know what breed of cow it was? Presumably it had been in the water for some time, so it could have been Friesian. Bang. Bang. There you go. There you go. I've peaked, ladies and gentlemen, at 6 minutes to seven.
That's the end of the show.
Take the day off.
No, a couple, yeah.
Go but home.
Seriously, though, it's a very moving story.
Once you see the footage of this cow desperately swimming for life.
Yeah. A lot at stake.
And then...
Oh, dear.
No, I'm going to milk it.
You had me at Friesian.
But they did. It read like a crime scene because, you know, they were saying things that, like, a City of Coburn spokesman said rangers were alerted, but by the time they got there, the cow had moved on. So it was like a hoon chasing a hoon.
This poor cow, the poor love. You know, the cow jumped over the moon. It was a super moon and then landed in the water and was trying to swim like Ian Thorpe.
Yeah. Well, see, the one that got away and started taking off down the railway lines took five dudes to tackle her down.
Oh, did
they
tackle her?
Right, yeah.
Frantic.
But what I laughed about was that the Fremantle Rangers gave up chasing the other cow once it crossed into Coburn Council.
It was in a different county.
Different jurisdiction.
It was like Dukes of Hazzard.
On Sunday night, they just went, it's crossed over, we don't need to get it anymore.
She's getting very fugitive, isn't it? Like Dr. Richard Kimball.
Yeah, and it was it headed into Coburn, presumably in search of grass, and who hasn't gone to Coburn looking for that?
Claire's, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
You could argue the case. There are some things we see posted, videos we see posted online that you can't unsee, you know?
No.
And this has happened with a woman who's been to a supermarket recently.
Supermarket bought frankfurters that were put into Kitty's lunch and opened up and they were full of maggots.
Under the skin of the frankfurter.
Under the skin, which got under her skin, obviously. And under yours, Kimber.
I know, these things gross me out. I'm nervous about what's to come, but we're asking you, when have you looked at something and thought that shouldn't be in there?
Mess so many times.
Okay, Michelle in Merengaroo, what was it?
Well, it wasn't in my food, thank goodness. It was only in my son's.
Right.
He made himself some of those bought noodles. I better not name them. But
sure.
They were of a mee goreng flavour.
A mee goreng, yes.
And, he had one little mouthful. And, there's a hair in there, which, you know, he's got a sister and his mother, so I figured there's always a hair around the place. But then next mouthful, there was heaps. And he was dry retching and gagging, and I was between feeling sympathetic and laughing a lot.
So it was just a full head of hair in his mee goreng.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
I don't know what it is about hair because we are really quickly grossed out by it. And I sort of think my hair's usually clean. If it was my hair in my food, I would just go and I'd
not
pull it out. But when it's someone else's,
lots of it. And when you get quite a few in your mouth at once, kind of freaky.
It's what it does in your throat too.
But it is high in fibre, you know, it's like everything.
Oh, good call. Anyway,
lustrous and so full of body.
Good on you, Michelle.
Thanks, bye.
Jackie and Balladura, what did you see that shouldn't be there?
Morning, guys. Well, years ago, going 30-plus years back now, my first husband and I were shopping and he wanted a polly waffle.
Love a polly waffle.
Chocolate bar.
Yeah, took a mouthful. He thought, this tastes funny. I was just about to take a mouthful of mine. And he goes... don't eat that. And it was just full of maggots.
The marshmallow of a polywaffle?
Yeah.
They're making they're very popular today, maggots, aren't they?
Well, I was going to say, to be fair, they probably sell more maggots than they do polywaffles. I mean, it wasn't really
probably.
The people who loved polywaffles loved them, and otherwise they were just a nothing bar.
Right.
Chiquito,
I don't even know if you can still get them now. I won't even look at them.
Well, not if Kimber's got anything to do with it, Jackie. They're finished. There's probably someone trying to make a polywaffle comeback. It's just been ruined.
Did it put your both off the polywaffles forever, Jack?
Yes.
Both of you. Yeah, that's not good. Yeah.
Never mind.
It shouldn't be there. Let's go to Eden Hill. G'day, Cheryl. What have you seen in the food that shouldn't have been there?
Oh, well, we're having a beautiful family barbecue one Sunday, and my daughter wouldn't eat any meat. So being a little European that she is, she just grabbed one of those tiny little dinner rolls and sat there chewing, and my husband and I just saying, just eat, just eat. Well, she chewed and chewed until she finally pulled it out, and there's this massive green chewing gum stuck in the middle of a dinner roll.
What?
It was disgusting.
Oh, my goodness.
Chew gum.
Oh, it was disgusting. None of us could eat after that.
Now,
it was
awful. That would do my head in more than the maggots.
Oh, would it really?
Because there's a certain sort of life cycle about the maggots. Yeah. But finding chewing gum in a bread roll?
Been in someone else's mouth.
Yeah.
But the worst part is I wrapped it up and took it back to the shop and they just went, oh, well, they didn't even care. I should have taken it further. It was disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh, yuck.
Needless to say, she doesn't eat bread rolls anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, how do you cope without a bread roll in your life?
Oh, no, not when you've seen that size of that chewy.
Hey, thanks, Cheryl. Thanks for your call.
Claire's Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au. Now,
the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, look, I bought one of those CDs that teach you Spanish in your sleep.
Si.
Yeah, anyway, during the night, the CD kept skipping. Now I can only stutter in Spanish.
Well, there's another Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Entertaining Perth is what really matters to Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Get more of the things that really matter in your two-story home with the APG More For Me guarantee at apghomes.com.